unang panahon, maaaring kang humiram ng pera sa bangko para makabili ng bahay, magtrabaho ng husto, bayaran ng utang mo sa bangko, at namasahin ang inyong pagre-retiro ng may kasamang ginhawa. Subalit dahil sa paghihirap sa pabahay at pagbaba ng ekonomiya, dumadami ang mga matatandang Australiano na nanganganib na mawala ng bahay at pensyon kapag gumagarantiya sa utang ng kanilang mga anak. Ayon sa mga datos mula sa Legal Aid New South Wales, ipinakikita nito na kasama sa mga kasong may ugnayan sa mga produktong pampinansyal, ika-apat na bahagi nito ay mga nagsasalita ng Arabo at 16% naman ay mula sa Timog Silangang Komunidad ng mga mula sa Europa. Ngayon, ang Legal Aid New South Wales kasama ng The AIDS Rights Service na kilala bilang TARS ay nagtatag ng proyektong Borrowers Beware upang magbigay ng libreng tulong na legal sa mga nakakatandang tao sa New South Wales kasama ang mga magkakaibang komunidad ng kultura at lengguwahe. Sinabi ni Rebecca Doran, Legal Aid Solicitor, na may lumalaking pagkabahala sa komunidad tungkol dito.
We see a lot of people who are older people who've been involved in borrowing money against their house or guaranteeing loans for their children. And there's a number of risks involved in those types of products.
Halimbawa, maaari kayong sumailalim sa panganib na mawala ang inyong sariling bahay kung gagarantiya kayo sa isang utang na ginawa ng inyong mga anak. Kung kukuha kayo ng utang sa inyong pangalan na may intensyong bayaran ang utang ng inyong mga anak, kung maglilipat kayo ng titulo ng inyong bahay patungo sa inyong anak upang makabili sila ng isang ari-arian bilang seguridad sa utang, o kung gagawa kayo ng tinatawag na reverse mortgage. Sinabi ni Binibining Dora na kung ang inyong bahay ang inyong tanging ari-arian, dapat ninyong sagutin ang ilang tanong bago kayo maging guarantor.
If you are thinking about borrowing money against your home to give to your children on the basis that, say, they agree to make the loan repayments, the most important question to ask is, are you prepared to sell your home if things go wrong? Our number one tip would be that if you're not prepared to sell your home in the event that your kids can't keep up with their repayments, then you should think very carefully before borrowing money for the benefit of your children or guaranteeing one of their loans.
Maraming magulang ang nag-iisip na lahat ay magiging ayos kapag naging guarantor sila ng kanilang anak. Sa kasawiang palad, ayon kay Binibining Duran, ang buhay ay malimit na hindi nauuwi sa ganito.
Recently, we helped out a couple called Samira and Ali. We've changed their names to protect their identity. And they borrowed money against their house to help out their daughter to start a business. They were really keen to help out their daughter because they didn't want to see her struggle the same way that they did. Samira and Ali worked very, very hard over the years to buy their home and finally managed to pay it off just before they retired. Unfortunately, their daughter's business didn't go so well and she ended up not being able to keep up with their payments. So they came to us because the bank had started legal proceedings to take their home and force them to pay the loan that their daughter couldn't pay.
Sinabi ni Binibining Duran na ang bahay ni na Samira at Ali ay nanganib at pagkatapos ay lalong lumala.
And this was a very upsetting situation for Samir and Ali because Ali's health was very poor and the stress of worrying about their home only made things worse. And their relationship with their daughter also had gone sour because they never realised that their home could be sold if she didn't pay the debt. So it's really important that even if you want to help your children to get ahead or if they're in a tough situation, it's important for the whole family for you to remember to protect yourself and to make sure that you get advice about what it could mean for you.
Kung hindi makakakuha ng sariling utang ang inyong anak, ito ay dahil itinuturing sila ng bangko bilang hindi magandang pautangin. Ayon kay Rebecca Duran, bago maging guarantor, kailangan ninyong maging mahusay tungkol dito at mag-isip ng mabuti bago pumirma. Pinaka-importante sa lahat, ayon sa kanya, kailangan kumuha kayo ng malayang payong legal.
If you are responsible for making loan repayments, and you don't keep up with those repayments, then you can have a bad credit listing placed against your name. So if you're approached by your child or you're thinking about going into a financial arrangement with your children, it's really important to get independent legal advice from the very beginning.
Sinabi din ni Rebecca Doran na maaari ninyong tulungan ang inyong mga anak, subalit kailangang maging practical kayo tungkol dito. Ang hindi pagtulong sa kanila ay hindi nangangahulugan na hindi nyo sila mahal. Idinagdag ni Binibining Doran na kailangang ipagtanggol ninyo ang inyong sariling interes.
Absolutely, it's okay to say no. Many parents, particularly now that house prices in Sydney are so expensive, do feel like they're responsible for helping their children financially. However, it's critical to make sure that you understand all the risks.
Kung magpapautang kayo ng pera sa inyong mga anak, mahalagang gumawa kayo ng malinaw na kasunduang nakasulat kung layunin ninyong magbigay ng pera bilang regalo o pautang. Ayon kay Rebecca Doran, hindi nauunawaan ng mga tao na ang pagbibigay ng pera ay maaaring makaapekto din sa kanilang tinatanggap na pensyon.
Centrelink have rules about how much money you can give away each year. At the moment, you can give away $10,000 a year up to a maximum of $30,000 over 5 years without it affecting the rate of your pension. However, if you borrow a large amount of money, for example, get a loan against your home to give to your children, then that can reduce the amount that you're entitled to under your pension. And in some cases, it can even mean that you're not entitled to a pension at all.
Ani Binibining Doran, ang mga nakakatandang tao sa maraming kultura ang kalimitang kumukonsulta lamang sa mga miyembro ng pamilya kapag gumagawa ng desisyon sa pananalapi. Sa kabila nito, idinagdag niya na mahalagang kumuha ng payong legal bago gumawa ng anumang komplikadong kasunduan sa pananalapi, lalo na't kapag kasama ang sariling bahay.
Many parents want to help out their children, particularly now that housing is so expensive in places like Sydney and Melbourne. And sometimes it can be really hard to say no to your children. But what we would say is that if you do all the right things at the beginning and you get advice, you check with Centrelink and you get the arrangements in writing, then you're protecting you and your children down the track. What you want to make sure is that if things don't go to plan, so for example, if someone gets sick or they can't work anymore, their business doesn't go well, that you have a plan in place for what will happen and that you protect you and your children in relation to the transaction.
Ang proyektong Borrowers Beware ay kumonsulta sa maraming providers kasama ang Multicultural Resource Center, Arab Councils, Diversity Services at Cult Community Welfare Organizations. Gumawa ng pulyeto ang Legal Aid New South Wales at TARS para sa iba't ibang lingwahe sa komunidad kasama ang Persian Farsi, Korean, Tamil, Vietnamese, Hindi at marami pang iba. Sinabi ni Rebecca Doran na nagtatrabaho din silang kasama ng mga bago at lumalagong komunidad.
We have a number of legal services now that are based at community organizations such as migrant resource centers so that we can better work with various community groups. As I say, we also make sure that translating services and interpreting services are available for people for free when they come to Legal Aid or the Age Rights Service, so that language isn't a barrier for people seeking assistance. And we also have a number of solicitors from a whole range of backgrounds.
Samantalang, ang pagtulong sa sariling pamilya ay napakahalaga, ganoon din ang inyong seguridad sa pagre-retiro. Ayon kay Binibining Doran, hindi masyadong maaga o masyadong huli upang tumanggap ng payong legal.
If you are thinking about getting into an arrangement where you borrow money against your home for the benefit of your children or guaranteeing a loan, it's really important to get advice early. That said, if you're already in this arrangement and it's not going so well or you have letters from the bank, then it's never too late to get advice either. So if you need help with a matter like this, you can contact the Age Rights Service on 1-800-424-079. If you require an interpreter, you can contact them through TIS on 131 450 and ask them to forward you to TARS. And either TARS or Legal Aid New South Wales will be able to provide you with some advice.